You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Let me talk to you guys about something. You know, I really don't talk about my patients and some of the personal things I go through at work. I talk about my personal life, talk about my moo-moo. Talk about my sex life with my husband, talk about my relationship with my in-laws, but I really don't talk about work. I don't like to talk about patients too much and problems at the office, but I just kind of feel like talking about it because I just in the previous hour discussed stress and how 1 in 5 Americans say they're extremely stressed, and I'm telling everybody, just lay low, you know, no big deal, you know, whatever happens, happens. And I think I'm being hypocritical because over break, I was thinking, I kind of had a rough day. Now, I'm a little hoarse today. I was on the Andy Dean Show. That was great. I spoke to a bunch of great women at the JCC. I saw patients. I picked up the kids at school. I mean, I was like supermom today. But just one patient really got to me. Now, just really quickly, it was a gentleman, young gentleman, who comes in, a foreign gentleman, which is okay, you know, mad that his girlfriend gave him bumps. And I go, what are you talking about? This was, you know, a few weeks or, you know, I think about a week or two back. And I take a look and, you know, what kind of bumps, herpes bumps or whatever, it was genital warts. And he had them all over. Okay. So he's mad. Now, are you mad at the girlfriend? Are you mad at me? You know, we didn't have that long a wait. I saw him. All right. And he's like, I want these off. And I go, okay, so what we could do is you could freeze them, you could burn them, you could do a cream. Now, I don't burn genital warts anymore in my office. I don't like the smell of burnt flesh. It makes me think of Holocaust times. I just don't like to burn genital warts. I let the urologist do that. And I don't know. I mean, I love men too much to take some sort of, you know, hot iron to their testicles and their penis. I can't do that. I can't do it. Let the urologists do it. They make more money than I do. They're experts in the penis. They could do that. All right. So anyway, but I don't offer that first time out. I offer a cream, the Aldera cream. You could do that 3 times a week. You have to do it for about 4 months though. You know, kind of chemical burns them off. He goes, no, I don't want that. I want them off and I want them off now. I go, okay, I'll get you set up with the urologist. You sure you don't want the cream? No, I don't want the cream because I want them off now. So I give him a urologist, and he goes over there. Okay, and he walks in, and he goes over there, and he's at the urologist's office, and I guess there's a wait, you know, because he really didn't make an appointment. All right, so there's a wait, and then, you know, in a specialist office, you're waiting. We decide to leave after 15 minutes. No, it's too long. All right, so he calls our office a week later. Okay, all right, I want the cream. Why isn't she giving me the cream? I'm going to call every 5 minutes till she gets a cream. The nurse is like, wait a second, didn't he refuse a cream? Didn't he want them burned off? So, you know, I'm busy today. I find this out. He's screaming. He's bothering my staff. And he's mad at me because I didn't give him the cream. Now, I know this is why I don't want to bore you guys with this. You know, there's lots of topics on radio right now with, you know, the caucuses and with the Taliban, you know, soldiers being urinated on by the Marines. And I mean, I know there's a lot of big topics, but I'm just frustrated that these are people I deal with on an everyday basis. I mean, I wish I could just radio all day long and see just the nice people in the medical office, but that doesn't work that way. But I guess what bothers me as a person, and I think I understand what some of you guys go through psychologically, is you think you're doing everything right. Someone gets mad until you start retracing your steps. And I really found myself getting worked up over break trying to think about what did I do to mess up with this guy. Now, I'm discharging him from our practice. I don't need this, right? I don't need the staff getting harassed. I offered him the cream. He didn't want it. He could take his genital warts and go somewhere else. I offer now, and of course, you know, we gave him his medicine. Just leave us alone. You know, you're kooky. But, you know, I don't like to think the average person's kooky. I like to think that the average person is normal and sane, and I'm not seeing that all the time. And it's really frustrating me. And the funny thing is I've told you guys this, and I've told my staff this, that if there's ever somebody where you just don't seem to do right, you know, and no matter what you did, you don't get a thank you. Whatever you do is wrong. You know, that person may be bipolar. That's a way to somehow diagnose them. Right? I mean, schizophrenics are nicer than bipolars sometimes. Now, some bipolars, a true bipolar, they have their highs and they have their lows. But these other groups of people that fall under bipolar that really, you know, don't really seem to have the highs and lows, that just seem to always find something wrong with you and you're walking on eggshells, these people are the ones that really, really drive you crazy and bring up your stress. I shouldn't be stressed today at all. You know, we got Genesis Communications Network broadcasting the show. I got Donovan tonight. We're a great team. Smooth. Gave a talk today. Interview was great. Rest of the patients were good. But one person that bothers my staff and bothers me can ruin your day. Don't let that happen. Don't let that happen. And maybe it's because I want to be a better person. I want to be a better doctor. Maybe because I feel bad. But sometimes you just have to let it go. He's mad. His girlfriend gave him warts. He doesn't want to project his anger to her. And he wants to project it on somebody else. And you'll get that. You'll get other people's projected anger. And don't let them do it. I mean, this guy, just going to kick him out of his practice. I don't need the $5 or the $10 they're going to make off of seeing him. It's not worth it. No, it's not worth it. Yes, I know. The power bill's going up. I know. Trust me. I know power is going up. But still, I don't need it. You don't need the stress. And that's really what I think our homework is going to be this year. This year is going to be a stressful year. Extremely stressful. Between the presidential election, between the Supreme Court and Obamacare, between the recession, home prices, we still have a lot of issues that I don't think are going to get resolved in this year. Maybe we'll be better by next fall, but just, you know, be prepared that things are going to be stressed. I mean, we're seeing articles here. 1 in 5 people are extremely stressed. You can't be. Okay. We know. We know we're barely making our mortgage or our rent, trying to feed your family, trying to maintain a job, trying not to get fired from your job. You know, we've been stressed like this for a few years. We should be pros, people. We should be pros with stress. But listen, while the big stuff is going to be hard not to sweat, don't sweat the little stuff. So this patient who was a pain in my butt and the staff's butt, or little things that happen, you got to kick them out of your mind, because we still are going to have a stressful enough year to deal with. Okay, so let's de-stress and hit some good headlines when we come back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the 3rd annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your email's at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow me on Twitter. We're just talking about stress, and I'm seeing some of the prototypes for this bald chemo Barbie. Have you guys seen this? We talked about this a little bit on yesterday's show, where Mattel is kind of being pressured to make a bald chemo Barbie. Now, it's to raise awareness in childhood cancer. And I see the intentions. I think it's nice. But look, you know, we already have astronaut Barbie. We already have PMS Barbie. We already have bankrupt Barbie. We really, really don't need chemo Barbie. I mean, I understand if, you know, your kids, you have kids suffering from cancer, going for their chemotherapy, they lost their hair, and you want to give them toys, and you want to make them feel good. Yeah, I think, you know, them playing with the Barbie doll and playing with the wigs if they want to, that's fine. But making Mattel mass produce this to sell it to everybody, and, you know, what I talked about yesterday on the show is, you know, kids, you don't know how they're going to handle the whole cancer talk. I thought my kids, when I taught them about cancer because of what we were dealing with in our family, I thought I explained it pretty academically. I thought I, you know, gave them a child's version of it, and I spoke to them academically, and I thought they were old enough to, you know, talk about it, and they still freaked out. They still had nightmares. You know, we don't know what a three-year-old or a two-year-old or a six-year-old is thinking, okay? So you give these kids Barbies that have lost their hair. Remember, a child will think, okay, wait a second, you lose your hair. The hair falls out. What else falls out? You know, does your head fall off next? Do your eyes fall out? So, I mean, we really need to be careful with the pediatric psyche. Do I think Barbie has to make a point about, you know, cancer? I really don't. You know, remember, a lot of these things are distractions for us. You know, now, personally, I've always had a problem with Barbie because, you know, ever since I was little, I thought I was supposed to look like her, and it never happened. So already, Barbie has just, you know, wreaked havoc on most of us, you know, women's psyches as it is. You know, we really don't need, you know, now for her to be bald and, you know, still looking beautiful while dealing with, you know, I mean, if you're going to have a realistic Barbie doll, all right, well, then have breast cancer Barbie who had a mastectomy, or have prostate cancer Barbie. Well, I don't know if that would work. Melanoma Barbie, who ends up having a scar. I mean, you know, where does it end, people? And just, you know, realize these kids don't look at cancer like we do. And I think I made a mistake talking to my kids early to explain what was going on with, you know, some people in our family. And I thought I did it as, I mean, I thought with all my medical training and all my psychological training, I did it right. And no, they still freak out by the C word. Cancer, it does. They freak out. And so, I would, you know, my vote is no. I don't think Mattel has to do this. It looks like they're also trying to pressure G.I. Joe, Hasbro's G.I. Joe, to do a bald, G.I. Joe for cancer. And I think that's, you know, that's kind of ridiculous. It's, I think, going too far. Should we do, toy drives and have toys that kids with cancer could relate to? Yes, I think that's great. Mass, you know, making all the children deal with that, and forcing parents to have discussions with their children a little younger than they should? No, I don't think they need to. All right. In news, it looks like Heather Locklear has been hospitalized. From what we understand, the sister called 911 for a possible medication error and mix up with alcohol. So we don't have any more details other than she's stable. She's at the hospital, but there has been a medication error. We don't know what she did. Some people are, you know, theorizing that maybe she was trying to commit suicide. Other rumors are out that she overdosed, and we don't know. But you know, I know whenever you hear something like this, it doesn't sound good. So our prayers are with her, and let's hope she wasn't doing something stupid. That's all we could hope and pray for. Now, speaking of stupid, I was a little upset to hear that Ron Paul supporters have hacked celebrity Twitter accounts. Now, no, my Twitter account wasn't hacked. I'm not considered a celebrity. Yeah, that's why I was upset. Yeah, because my Twitter account wasn't hacked. I wasn't Kim Kardashian enough. But apparently, Ron Paul supporters, let me see if I have the source, hacked celebrity Twitter accounts and then tweeted messages of support. They did this on No Doubt, Nicole Scherzinger, and, you know, and they looked like real tweets, like, vote for Ron Paul, we support him, donate money here. And this was going on for the last couple days. And so I guess, you know, politics are getting dirty. They are getting dirty for, but you know what? It's interesting. It's interesting because they were talking about on the news, and now I'm going to switch, you know, politically. When they were talking about Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich and who was using social media the most, Twitter, they said Ron Paul was. You know, I mean, a lot of us may disagree with his policies, but the one thing I have to give him is, for a man his age, who you would think would be really out of touch with the youth, he's really heavy, or he's got a team that's heavy into social media and knows how to deal with younger people. I was really surprised. I thought someone like Mitt Romney would appeal to the younger people because he's handsome and he's younger, but no. And they were saying in the news, Ron Paul tweets probably 400 times more than the other candidates, or obviously his staff does that. But he really is using his social media presence to surge in the polls. I still don't know where he's going to go with this. And they still say it's fair game, but I'm guessing Romney's going to win it just because, you know, of his landslide just recently and what happened with Santorum in the first one in Iowa. But, you know, I got to tell you, this whole Twitter thing, to think, I mean, you know, to hack into people's accounts, that's illegal now. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, if anything happens. Of course, they're going to say, oh, it wasn't us, it wasn't us. It was somebody for Ron Paul, but it wasn't us. But it's getting, politics is going to be dirty. It's going to be very stressful, very dirty over the next few weeks. Okay, so I was on the Andy Dean Show. We were talking about a lot of different stories. I wanted to talk about in the last hour that I didn't, this new swine flu strain. So now we're up to 12 people that have been infected with this new swine flu. Now, remember we talked about a couple girls, young children being affected with swine flu earlier this year, and they were okay. It was the H3N2V swine flu. It's a new swine flu strain. Right now, no one's died. Okay, they don't know how dangerous this could be, but it has been shown to be human-to-human transmitted and in the 12 people. Now, I believe they're in the states of Indiana, Iowa, Maine, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. They're watching it. It's a very small sample size. This may not go anywhere, or it could spread. They have no idea this is an epidemic. What's concerning people, though, is because this particular flu strain, the H3N2, is not in the flu virus vaccine that we have. Now, the flu virus vaccine has a couple flu strains as well as the H1N1 swine flu. This H3N2 swine flu isn't protected in there. But keep in mind, many flu strains are not protected in these flu shots. Okay, I can't tell you how many flus there are and how many viruses there are. Remember, when we get the flu shot, they're hoping to get the right one, and they're hoping to get the one that's going to be most common. So somebody could say, wait a second, so you're telling me, Dahlia, that, you know, 12 people got a different flu? Doesn't that happen every year, except greater? Aren't there thousands of people that get the flu that's not the flu and the flu vaccine? True. That is true. We may not really have to panic about this one. All right, but what we have learned with the avian flu, and we did learn with the original swine flu, is you just can't trust a virus. You can't trust a virus. You don't know if it's going to mutate. You don't know what it's going to do. You don't know how it's going to affect people. Now, remember, what was so creepy about the first swine flu is older people didn't seem to have as many adverse effects with it as younger people. Why? Well, because there was a very similar strain back in the 1950s. Huge flu, killed a lot of people in the 50s. But people that gained immunity from that were okay with this next swine flu. Me and my family got the swine flu, but we didn't know it. We were sick in May of that year, horribly sick. And we were like, what the hell is this? Why did we all get this bad virus? Then a couple months later, we're like, oh, swine flu. So the unpredictability is, I think, what's making people really nervous. But right now, only 12 people. CDC is on top of it. You know, if that's heartwarming or not, if that's comforting. And when we get more information, of course, we will fill you in. Okay. Oh, man. It is still flu season. I mean, I live in southern Nevada. It's like 70 degrees right now. It's weird. We didn't really get a winter. I didn't get to see any snow. I'm pretty depressed about that. But, you know, it is still flu season. Absolutely. All right. India is happy because it looks like in this last year there's been no polio cases in India. So, due to vaccination, they think they have possibly wiped out polio. They can't say for 100% yet, but India is really happy now that they have had no polio cases in the last year. So good for them. That's very heartwarming and comforting as well. All right, when we come back, let's hit more medical news. Thank you all for tuning into the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You know, when I give talks around town, you know, it's interesting. Some days they're really worried about what's going on in the news. Many times it goes political. It actually, today's talk started to go political. I didn't want it to be, but I kind of do an ask the doctor. So people in the audience are wanting to know what's happening with Medicare. And of course, one person across the room says, that's why we need universal health care. And the other person's like, no, that's what's wrong with the system. And anyway, so going back and forth. But today, the big you know, most of the questions kind of centered around arthritis. Today was a big arthritis day with questions. And most of us have it. I mean, I know I've been kind of feeling, even though it's been 70 degrees today, over the last couple of weeks, I've been feeling achy because this is the cold season. This is more the wet, cold season, although we haven't really seen a drop of rain in over a month. But I found an interesting site on Everyday Health that recommended some ways to help prevent arthritis, and we talk about these a lot on the show, but it's nice when they just kind of delineate it and summarize it, because I could talk about arthritis for hours. But number one, they always say maintain a good body weight. It's amazing how people don't realize that every extra pound of weight you have is like extra 4 to 5 pounds of pressure on your knees, on your hips, on your lower back. So honestly, for those of you that want to avoid getting your parents' arthritis, or some of you that have arthritis now, keep that weight down. It really does help. Also, the exercise. When you exercise and when you move, you know, the more you move, that helps lubricate the joints. I don't know if that's one of the seven, but that's just what I like to add in there. So, of course, when you exercise, you help lose weight, help lubricate the joints, keep things moving. They also, I've seen this a few times this last month, saying stop wearing high heels. All right? You know, high heels, I think, is the root of a lot of women's arthritis. And I know men don't wear have arthritis due to high heels. I think certain work shoes or lack of support in your work shoes could be an issue. But honestly, high heels have never been good. Yes, our legs look sexier, but you know, if you do need the heels, get the ones that are kind of like a sandal where it covers the whole base. And you aren't trying to squeeze your toes. Oh my gosh, I hate trying to squeeze my toes into the tip of a pump. I hate that. They say do non-impact exercises. High impact exercises like running and soccer, they put too much stress. Try to do more Pilates, weightlifting, etc. It's good for the bones and it helps decrease arthritis. They say here use better body mechanics. Now, I'm wondering if what they mean, like they say, if you carry your purse or other bags on your forearm rather than gripping the straps with your hands. Okay, you know, that makes sense. Also, a lot of us, we have our chair in a very inappropriate length, height to where it should be. I mean, me, you know, if we get a new office chair, I just sit in the chair. I don't think of adjusting it unless it's way off. Well, just because the chair rests at a certain distance from the desk doesn't mean that's the way you need to sit in it. Same thing with your computer. If you don't like the way your computer sits, you know, change it up a little bit. Throw a couple books underneath the computer screen, you know, and maybe let's say you're sitting in front of the computer and you're comfortable with it. Maybe you need to change it up a little bit just so your neck doesn't get used to that one position. So I think that makes a lot of sense. I also think it's ridiculous with these kids and their backpacks, wearing their backpacks over one shoulder. When I went to school, it was dorky if you wore it on two shoulders. So we would put our backpacks on one shoulder. Then luckily, a couple decades later, kids started to wear their backpacks on both shoulders. But now I see it flipping again. And no, just do not have your backpack full of all these books. Now, what is interesting is with the computer age, I'm noticing many schools are now using laptops where you have your books as e-books. Now, that I like, because then you aren't carrying all those heavy textbooks. The problem is I liked the textbooks because somebody else would highlight them for me. Those are kind of nice. I like getting those. Now, of course, avoid injuries. You know, I have two kids now. They're in swim and we chill swim because after soccer and basketball and baseball and football, I was like, swimming probably has the least amount of injuries. We all know this. The less injuries you get, the less arthritis. We've seen it. You know, my grandfather played football, of course, before they had all the padding, and the protections that they have now. And when he was afflicted with gout, the gout would affect the joints that he hurt the most in his childhood and adolescence. So, of course, the less injuries you have, the better. And, one thing I'd like to add to this is, you know, if your child or, you know, let's say you're playing basketball and you get sacked in basketball or football or whatever, realize your back probably fell a little bit out of alignment or your hips were shot out of alignment. Have a chiropractor put you back. You know, when you heal in the wrong direction, that causes issues later. All right, now they're also recommending check your vitamin D. All right. They say here, 60% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, and women, especially African-American women, and those of menopausal age. All right. Vitamin D, yes, crucial. However, there's, you know, studies coming out say too much vitamin D can hurt the heart. We talked about this a month ago, and today it surfaced again. Too much vitamin D can hurt the heart. No, you don't want to overdose on it. Have your levels checked before you start taking it. Then when you start taking it, have your levels checked again. Why not? Why not? Okay. And then stay hydrated, right? People forget that your joints need fluid, and a lot of us are dehydrated. Your discs, you know, one of the reasons why we shrink and age is the discs between the vertebrae have fluid in them. When they dry out, then, you know, they shrink and you lose disc height, and you could lose a good inch or two based on your disc heights. So it's crucial to make sure you stay hydrated. You know, stay hydrated, eat right, exercise, avoid injuries. And, you know, another thing I'd like to also recommend is, you know, a lot of us, we ignore foot pain. And one of the reasons why we ignore foot pain, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, is because our foot pain is early in the morning and then it goes away. Some of us have foot pain all day long and we don't feel it till the end of the day. So during your normal waking hours, you completely forget about your foot pain. Now, we've talked about the different types of foot pain. The foot pain we get in the early part of the morning, that's your plantar fasciitis. That's when you wake up and the band of fascia that connect your toes to the ball, to the heel of your foot, the ball of your foot to the heel of your foot, as you sleep, contracts. And then when you get up, you need to stretch it out and stretch it out. So by the time you go to the bathroom, by the time you brush your teeth, you forgot about it. But plantar fasciitis, that doesn't help. That doesn't help the situation with arthritis of the feet. Arthritis of the feet could affect the knees. Arthritis of the knees could affect the hips. Arthritis of the back could affect the hips and the knees. It's all related. All right. And then many of us have metatarsalgia or neuromas or calcaneal spurs or Achilles tendonitis. There's all sorts of foot disorders that we have where we get pain throughout the day. Or at the end of the day, just don't forget, when you see your doctor and you see them for your physical, remind them if you have foot pain. Because if you do have foot pain, that really needs to be addressed. Those of us that have had foot pain early and addressed it are going to decrease our chance of arthritis 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line. Just don't forget the feet. Okay. Good. Phew. I didn't think I was going to be talking about that much, but okay. Awesome. All right. So, you know, there's a lot of topics that have come up today. All right. Internet dependence. We touched upon this yesterday where they did a study to look at the brains of adolescents who are addicted to the internet. And they actually found that the brain looked different. The gray matter of the brain that contains the neurons and the gliomas, et cetera, looked different on MRI than people who were not addicted to the internet. Now, what does that mean? Is the computer messing with our brain? Is the computer changing our brain? Or do people that have different brain morphologies tend to become more addicted? We don't know. But what we do know is internet addiction is on the rise. I mean, they had this very low number. They said 5 to 10% of internet users are actually addicted. I think it's way more than that. But what's interesting is they found that the addiction we have to our internet or to our computer is possibly the same addiction pattern as alcohol, cocaine, heroin. I mean, it's scary stuff, but it makes sense. Addiction is addiction no matter what. And as we get more into this computer age with everything being on our computers at a touch of a button, yeah, we're going to see more addiction. But interesting how the brain was changing. As we get more on that, I'll inform you. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29 for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia.
So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Right, guys, we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right, looks like we have some interesting news. It looks like tomatoes are a natural sunblock for your skin. University of Michigan recently has done a study that has shown that lycopene, we've talked about lycopene, an antioxidant found in tomatoes, can actually help prevent the skin from being sunburned. According to the study, they say people who ate 40 grams of tomato paste each day, 40 grams of tomato paste, trying to think how many grams are in a teaspoon. I don't know. With at least 16 milligrams of lycopene, were better protected against UV rays than those who hadn't consumed tomato paste. See, I like eating just the tomatoes. I mean, are they talking ketchup? Are they talking like a tomato pate? Are they talking about like bruschetta type? I don't know. But I would eat, you know, you can't go wrong eating the natural tomatoes. They say tomatoes not only safeguard your skin cells, but thanks to the lutein, they also help hydrate the skin and increase elasticity. Yep, you know what? I'm a fan. Tanya Zuckerbrot wrote that article. Yeah, I'm a fan. I've always been a fan of tomatoes because they're yummy. You know, I know they're not a vegetable, they're a fruit. But, you know, I'll pick the tomatoes out of my salad and I'll feel like I ate salad, you know, and I'll feel like I had an extra serving of vegetables. But I like especially those cherry tomatoes. So good. Hey, you know what? All the extra protection we need. Now, some more good news is it looks like homicide has dropped off the list of top causes of death. It looks like the nation's top 15 causes of death, right, used to include homicide. And homicide has dropped down. In fact, the pneumonitis had taken its place. Now, pneumonitis is kind of an inflammation of the lung. Sometimes when food or vomit goes down the wrong food type, right, and it could cause some pretty severe damage to the lungs. We see it a lot in older people, but apparently pneumonitis knocked out homicide for the top list. They say murders are down, deaths from certain diseases are down, so that's pretty good. They also said infant mortality is down. They say U.S. life expectancy for a child born in 2010 is now up to 78 years and 8 months, which has gone up. I mean, it is going to go up quicker than that, like I predict. Heart disease, of course, and cancer still in the top. Absolutely. They account for half of the nation's more than 2.4 million deaths in 2010. But the death rates are declining. We talked about this week, all right? We're also seeing a drop in death rates of stroke, respiratory diseases, accidents, pneumonia, blood infection. Death rates, though, have increased, though, for Alzheimer's, kidney disease, chronic liver disease, Parkinson's disease, and, of course, pneumonitis went up to knock out homicides. So, looks like the government has been keeping a list of top causes of death since 1949. Usually, homicide is ranked low, but it went up in the late 80s, early 90s. And that was because of the crack epidemic. That's interesting. That is interesting. And murders have been falling down as well. All right. Well, not bad. Not bad. Okay. So, you know, we're doing something right. We're doing something right. You know, I hate to see if that changes when Obamacare kicks in, but that's something that we won't go there. All right. Okay. Now, Coca-Cola was in the news. Coca-Cola was in the news, and it was interesting why they were in the news. Remember we talked about this whole fungicide thing and fungicide thing with the orange juice? All right. FDA had announced 2 days ago that there was a fungicide in orange juice. And they were, they forgot to give credit where credit's due. Well, Coca-Cola was like, it was us. We were the ones that told FDA. We were the ones. Okay. And the reason why they did is because Coca-Cola makes Minute Maid orange juice. And they also make the Simply Orange brands of orange juice. I got to tell you, the Simply Orange is one of my favorite tasting. I tell you, I love the lemonade and the limeade. It is delicious. I love this. You know, I got to tell you, Coca-Cola really knows how to handle it. They really know how to make yummy products. You know, my favorite water is Dasani. And I'm looking right now at the Dasani bottle, Coca-Cola. Honestly, it's my favorite tasting water. And I try not to. You know, I try not to like just one company. I've done the Pepsi challenge. I don't know how many times, and every single time I've picked Coke over Pepsi. Amazing. Anyway, okay. So Coca-Cola said it was the company that alerted FDA about the low levels of fungicide in its own orange juice and in competitors' juice, prompting juice prices to rise and increase government testing to check, of course, for the residue. Now, they're saying this fungicide, carbendazim, if it is in low amounts, it's not going to harm us. They say we should be okay. And most of it came from the Brazilian orange juice imports. Most of our orange juice comes from Florida, which is okay, but 25% comes from imports. And 75% of those 25% come from Brazil. And so they think it is used commonly in Brazil. Now, we do get some oranges from Canada, but from what I understand today, the FDA clears Canadian orange juice and says we're good. Canadian orange juice can't enter the country. So right now they're taking a look. The U.S. government doesn't even have a maximum residue level for this. They don't. All right? They say Coca-Cola had found levels up to 35 parts per billion of the fungicide. Now, the European Union's maximum residue level is 200 parts per billion. So like I said, it's still really low. But as far as I'm concerned, the less the better. We really don't need this. Now, interesting, Coca-Cola shares fell, they said, 40 cents to $67.66 in the morning trading. But Pepsi Company had their fall of their shares as well. So I'm sure Pepsi's pretty mad because they're like, wait a second, this isn't us. You know, but you know what? We're going to see Pepsi and Coke and, you know, these shares fall as, you know, more of this Michelle Obama nutrition plan comes into play. And I got to tell you something. As much as I love, you know, how Coca-Cola settles my stomach and, you know, when my kids get nauseous, I give them some decarbonated Coca-Cola, you know, because Coca-Cola syrup, it helps. We've talked about this. The calories in these sodas are almost double what they say. It's just the way your body interprets soda calories and sugary calories is different than if the calories were just from fruit or vegetables or there, you know, it may say 200 calories on the can, but people that have counted their calories say, Dahlia, it doesn't make sense. And soda makes you gain weight. It really is the evil to people that need to diet. It's the Antichrist. It's horrible. You do not want to be taken in sodas. And we also discussed on the previous hour that your fountain drinks taste better because a lot of these restaurants and fast food joints, they manipulate the syrup. So a lot of times you're getting more syrup in some of these sodas. I mean, I remember, you know, telling my mom, I don't really like, you know, the Coca-Cola or the soda in the cans, but I really like it from McDonald's. Well, because they were probably playing around with the syrup load of it. And it was tasty. So keep in mind, whatever you think, if you think you're calculating a couple hundred calories or 120 calories, it probably doesn't equal the same type of calories you get from more natural foods. You know, and we're going to see these companies take more of a hit. Hostess, you know, Hostess, they said because of the recession and because, you know, people are eating healthier and they're buying their products less, I mean, they've had to file bankruptcy. Now, personally, I don't want them gone forever, and it doesn't sound like they will be. You know, I want to know that my comfort food is out there. That's what I want. All right. If there is a chocolate ho-ho on a shelf waiting for me after I've had a bad day like today, I want to know I could purchase it. That's why I live in America, so I could get my ho-hos or my ding-dongs. Are ho-hos Hostess or just ding-dongs? Oh, I love ding-dongs. It doesn't matter. Ding-dongs, devil dogs, Twinkies, I want to know they're there. But, you know, we do. We really need to stop these sugars and these refined sugars. It's not healthy. It's empty calories, and it's making us fat. It's just, you know, I'm so against government stepping in and, you know, ruining people's companies. I just, you know, I almost want Hostess to win this one just out of spite. But I can't. I'm a doctor. I'm supposed to teach you all to eat healthy. But, you know, Hostess, it got me through a lot of breakups. The Hostess company got me through a lot of dumps, you know, got me through a lot of rejections, and I'll just always have a little place in my heart. I really will. I mean, that Twinkie, you know, kept me going. I know it's sad to say, but I gotta tell you, we women, we like our comfort food. Please don't take that away. Please don't take that away. All right. Oh, we're coming up on the end. Still so much to talk about, but look, we will be back tomorrow. Looks like, again, red meat eaters are getting, I mean, red meat eaters, you got to cut back. Red meat is putting you even at more risk for stroke than we thought. More news on that. But you know what? Let's be happy. Let's enjoy the rest of our day. No stress. Don't stress the little stuff. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Take care.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com.
Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.